The city of Kalamazoo is working to correct a decades-old problem within its community. Young black and brown people are overpoliced and often over-jailed compared to their white peers. Together, the Michigan Center for Youth Justice, Kalamazoo government officials, and community leaders sifted through records and produced a report reflecting the experiences of young black and brown people in the juvenile justice system. Jason Smith is the executive director of the Michigan Center for Youth Justice. He spoke with WDET's Tia Graham.
There was already a strong interest in anti-racism work. The city of Kalamazoo, as well as the school district there, had already put forth statements committing to anti-racist work and becoming anti-racist institutions. And so the sentiment was already present in the community. And so it wasn't a stretch to look at justice and see if some of that passion would also apply there, and it did. So, you know, you'll see in the report that one of our recommendations is to foster a culture of anti-racism where people are not stopping on the identification but actually seeking ways, innovative ways to address the concerns. It already existed there in Kalamazoo, and so it definitely was a foundation put in place to do this work.
And when you all do the work that you do, what is the difference there when you're working with a community or a city or government that has that foundation and has that will to do it versus one that may not?
I think that there was an interest in digging deeper into the information, and it kind of led us to understand where some of the data gaps were, because with the information that's available, we do know how many youth are arrested and the demographic information for that, but for what? And where those arrests occur, whether they're in the community or in schools, that's kind of information that was unknown. Also, we know that a huge percentage of young people who have charges that are filed with the juvenile court, about 50% is what we heard from the prosecutor's office, of those cases are diverted, and a huge portion of them are black youth. But what we don't know is what are those offenses that end up being diverted. For those who are not diverted from the system or their case handled informally, what was their situation and what was their case? And then even those who are offered diversion, how successful are they?
Like you just said, this report calls for more opportunities to divert youth away from the system earlier in the process. What does that look like?
Yeah, so I want to be clear that it's not as though there aren't options right now to divert youth from the system or prevent them from coming in contact with the justice system in the first place. So if there is, in fact, cases that are derived from behaviors that happen in the schools, are there any kind of interventions that could be expanded in the school-based setting to reduce the need to involve law enforcement or the juvenile courts? And also, there are plenty of communities here in Michigan and then also across the country who have really embraced restorative justice as an alternative to addressing harm caused to victims or communities to the traditional justice system process, including training community members, volunteer community members, to sit on what's called community restorative boards, where they engage with the young person, review their case, and help come up with solutions that, again, repairs the harm to the victim, but then also allows the young person to be held accountable in a way that still makes them able to be welcomed and accepted into the community.
Jason Smith is the executive director of the Michigan Center for Youth Justice. He spoke with WDET's Tia Graham.